Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Here's something to think about. If a family member showed up at your door with a special friend that was a hand puppet, say a stuffed monkey, would you hear them out?
This therapist told me that I might be able to let out my inner voice with the use of a hand puppet, so the rest is history. We've been together ever since, you know, and I find it wonderful to have his companionship. I take a lot of the heat, it has to be said. You know, it's not all laughs with Monkey, because holding down a job, finding a job where they will put up with him, you know, that really is a challenge.
OCD meets ventriloquism. Not exactly little kid entertainment. But hey, if she is your sister and you're British, well, there's no point in raising a ruckus over something simple like a relative who carries a hand puppet around. What am I talking about? Well, this is the premise for Family Tree, the latest offering from writer, actor, director Christopher Guest, who gave us his version of dog show reality in the movie Best in Show, community theater reality in Waiting for Guffman, and the curious folk music reality of A Mighty Wind. Christopher Guest's new HBO series Family Tree takes the reality of American family life and British culture and fuses them into situations that you just go with. Guest insists that he's much more like a reporter than just a movie director.
I think of myself as doing projects that really have to do more with observation than anything else. And I see those things out in the world, and they may seem exaggerated, but they're not. That's the good part or the bad part, depending on how you look at it. I think it, in a way, it's perhaps it's skewed a bit, but it's reality. And I see a lot of things out there that interest me. It may seem on the face of it that it wouldn't be a subject that one would want to embrace. But for me, virtually anything has some interesting part to it, and there's no end to those things. So picking something like a dog show or community theater or whatever it is, there's going to be a lot there to look at, I think.
In watching Family Tree, I got the impression that you've been waiting for some time to roll up your sleeves and take on British culture.
I have somewhat of a connection with English culture in that my dad was English. We spent a lot of time there going back and forth between New York City and London. And I feel very much that London is my other place, I guess.
The family here, you know, has so much baggage, as all families do. Do you think there's a toleration in Britain for the odd detail, the eccentricity, the, you know, woman who insists upon being a ventriloquist with a monkey everywhere she goes than other cultures or America, certainly?
Well, I think that in England, there's a history or legacy of humor that we would call eccentric. To me, it's kind of normal. I'm kind of used to that. I celebrate that. And in doing this show, the story starts in England. We do have some members of this family that are odd, and I was hoping that it would seem natural after a while. I hope it does.
Oh, it completely does. And let's get a sense, though, of Chris O'Dowd as the character who really carries so much of the weight here. Here's an excerpt from really right at the beginning of the series Family Tree by Christopher Guest. Listen.
Mr. B.
Hello, Tom. How are you doing, mate?
Good. You know, crying myself to sleep. But
what you got there?
This is my great aunt died, and she left a box of bits and bobs, and I thought, I know a man who enjoys his
bits
and bobs.
Bits and bobs.
And this was in it, I think, is my my great-grandfather.
Now, look at that.
Yeah.
Blimey, he's a stout fella, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, see the family resemblance. Puff your cheeks out a bit. Yeah. Narrow your eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not really. No.
No? Okay.
Chris O'Dowd just does a remarkable job being at the center of all of this.
Yes. He's a sensational actor and improviser, and instantaneously thought he was fantastic just talking to him, and he's done a remarkable job. This is an interesting arc because it begins in London, ends up in Los Angeles meeting American cousins, and his mood changes a lot during this.
The scenes where, and there are a few of them, where he's very unsuccessful in love, and you set him up with some dates. I'm wondering how improvised those are and how scripted those are, because they're some of the most hilarious scenes.
Well, the way I work, which is perhaps different than some other people, is based on outlines for each show that were roughly eight pages long. They describe everything about every scene that happens. An additional document has information about where the characters went to school, their entire background. The words are improvised. In all the scenes, there's no rehearsal. And the actors, knowing who they are, knowing what their backgrounds are on action, begin to speak.
I was just thinking about the Moldovan Festival of Life, where the virgins go to the mountain and meet the magic chicken. Mm-hmm. Is that improvised, or does that come from your mind? Or?
Well, it comes from the mind of Lisa Palfrey, who plays Michael McKean's wife. Michael McKean plays Chris O'Dowd's dad. We wrote that she was Moldovan, and she provided that speech.
At Mizulnopti is midnight. Virgin put egg in mouth. In morning sun come up, take egg from mouth. If egg no broke, she virgin, they love forever and marry.
And compared to all of this, your family is boring, Christopher Guest?
No. Families, the Norman Rockwell concept of the Thanksgiving, where the granny and the granddad are there and carving the turkey and people are smiling, is maybe the biggest lie in history. And my family, on the surface, I mean, it's two children, we do what we do. Try to be good people, but every family has stuff going on. Otherwise, it would be kind of a boring world, wouldn't it?
That's right. Finally, the extent to which traditional documentary techniques are used, it seems to me are sort of softly applied here. People speak directly to the camera, but there's not some really intrusive sense that there's some meta story going on here.
Well, I worked with Rob Reiner, Harry Shearer, and Michael McKean on a film called This Is Spinal Tap, and it was the first film done, to my knowledge, in that style. And I subsequently did Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show, and several others in that style. I think it's out there now. It's done in other ways. And I think people absolutely don't blink. They accept it.
Well, Christopher Guest, congratulations. And I look forward to exploring more of this wonderful family tree.
Thanks very much.